Thanks to Andrew on the sound tonight. Well, I'm walking, I'm headed to the job. I got a hangover headache from singing all night long. I'm bleeding, please get me through. Ooh, you spend another morning with the Cymbeline blues. My 15-minute break, it goes by in a wink. 15 minutes of work lasts for days, I do think. Another day, another dollar of paying my dues. You spend another night with the Cymbeline Line Blues. Yep. I assemble in the morning, reassembling at night. They say, by the way, you're gonna work Sunday too. You spend another week with the Cymbeline Line Blues. I'm sighing and dying and panting for the rest. That false man is smiling with his feet on his desk. I wish for one day he could walk in my boots. He wouldn't last an hour with the Cymbeline Line Blues. Oh. Seven, and I don't have a care. I got my hand on my time card, my finger in the air. Tonight I'll be singing at the music box for you. Ooh, forget about my life with the Cymbeline Line Blues. The Cymbeline Line Blues. The Cymbeline Line Blues. So much fun. Maybe, can we do this every 6 months?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I mean, I could narrow that down myself. It's cool to see the fam up here in front. Thank you all for coming. I don't mean to heckle you. It's just really nice to see you. And my parents, my old man's gone, but he was my biggest supporter. And my mom continues to support. And I started writing in high school study hall. Y'all ever have those? I came from a small town, and we ran out of teachers, and we ran out of money, and we ran out of books. By the time I was a senior, I had 6 study halls, lunch, and gym. That was my whole day. 6 study halls, lunch, and gym. And I don't know. My mom found this notebook in my bedroom, and there was some really scary stuff in there. And most kids would have probably got sent to boarding school. But my mom was like, this is really weird. And I was like, yeah, it is. And she's like, do you enjoy it? And I said, yes, I do. And she said, keep doing it. And I always listened to my mom, and I did, so it's still there. someday my son is going to write a song about overpriced beers and mattresses. She's a proud mama. I used to play every Monday night at a place called the Wrightwood Tap in Chicago. That's the place where I got my start. And every night, I had to play there on Monday nights. It was Monday night football. And obviously, if the Bears were playing, it wasn't happening. But I always had to wait until the game was over. And I remember, this story is not related, but one time I was sitting at the bar, and it was the Denver Broncos were playing. And I looked up, and I was like, I recognized the guy. His name was Trey Teague. I went to high school with him, and he fractured my tailbone. And I nudged the guy next to me. I was like, that guy fractured my tailbone. And like after that, everybody at the bar was afraid of me. It was great. But, I remember one night after I got done playing, the bartender said, do you want one more beer? And I said no, which is very unusual for me. I don't know why I said no to that beer. But I turned it down, and I headed home, mainly because, like I said, my wife gets me benefits. And she goes to bed early, and she wakes up early. So I remember I got home, and I crawled into the house, put my guitars in the corner, I washed my face, and I brushed my teeth, and I crawled into bed really quietly. Success. I did it. About 4 minutes later, I heard pop, 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 pop. I was like, oh, shit. And she woke up, and I told her it was just fireworks, and she went back to sleep. And I went over, and I looked through the blinds, and the next thing I know, there was like 47 cops on our street. And that happens in the neighborhood that I lived in occasionally, but I know there's some neighborhoods that happens all the time. And I couldn't help but think to myself that the amount of time it took me to get inside, put my guitars in the corner, wash my face, and brush my teeth, it's about the same amount of time it takes me to drink a beer. And I was like, oh, damn, I could have been right in the middle of that. And it got really bad there for a while, and it still is. Don't mean to bring you down, but I was watching this interview about it one time on the news, and the interviewer asked the kid this question that we've all been asked a million times, and the answer the kid gave to me just floored me. And when I got back up, I had to write this song.